Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, thank you for your time. Firstly, how's Dad going?
He's going all right. He's going okay. We call him indeed a beast, and it truly is. It's starting to take his voice, but he's such a fighter, and he's staying positive, and, you know, not much can slow him down.
Well, that's good. Send our love to him as well here from Central Victoria. Big Free 7, June 14, amazing day. I must say, I've never seen it live. I've got friends and family who are Collingwood supporters, some are Melbourne supporters, so they get to see it. They have a look and they send me photos, and I'm a little bit jealous, but I do see it on TV. It's an amazing time.
It is. And, you know, we do have fingers and toes and everything crossed that we'll be able to be back live this year. It is such a fantastic day, and it's amazing to see the Fight MND Army come out in full force. The beanies are absolutely everywhere, and there's this atmosphere that just is so hard to describe. I get goosebumps every time I think about it. It's just truly an incredible day just because people are out and about and supporting us here at Fight MND.
Yeah, and the beanies, as you say, are very popular, and although they're used for the one specific day, you do see them, especially around here in Central Victoria, it does get cold over winter. They're seen, you know, every day, and it must put a smile on your face when you walk past somebody who has one of those beanies on and think, you know, thank you so much for supporting our wonderful cause.
Absolutely. I love seeing the beanies, and they're worn year round. It does get cold down here in Victoria, so seeing the beanies, you give them a little nod to thank them for the support. And, you know, it's really important for everyone who is out there fighting the beast or has a family member to see people donning the beanie. Yeah. It just shows that they care about what they're going through, and we're here to try and really make a difference to their lives and the people that will be diagnosed in the future. And, I mean, they're $20. They're so cheap, and they just, we're calling it the very important beanies because it's more than keeping your head warm. It's really making a difference. Yep. And we just ask everyone to make sure you head to your local Coles or Bunnings or fightmnd.org.au. It's cold. Grab your beanie and join the army.
Fight MND campaign manager Rebecca Danaher joins us this afternoon on the home stretch. Now, how is research going?
We're seeing a lot of progress in the research sector. And this is really due to the amazing contribution Australian public have been able to put behind it. It means that we can make sure the best and brightest are working around the clock. We need to find the effective treatment and a cure for MND. We need to find a way to slow it down. And what we're seeing in the labs is that there's some really exciting projects that are occurring right now. And we're getting ever more and more hopeful that we're going to have a way to slow it down, that there'll be more treatments. And that's our goal because, you know, the cure may take a little bit longer. We know that. But as long as we know that we're on the path, that there is hope on the horizon, we are absolutely so excited about that. And we know that we've got the right team here. Australia are also globally working on it.
Yep. Rebecca, now we've heard some of the sliders over the weekend, but I guess my question, rather than go through who's who, because we know who they are, I guess, you know, when you ask a celebrity to be a slider, I reckon without any hesitation they would say yes. I doubt very much there'd be a lot of people saying, oh, no, I don't think so because the water's too cold.
Well, Dad is the one that nominates them. Yep. So Dad, Neil, he gives them a call. He sends them a message, whatever he can do at the time. And it's a big call to say no to Dad. So they are breathing very cold waters, about negative 2 to 3 degrees in there. So their facial expressions as they come out of the water are 100% real. It is freezing cold. Yep. So we're so thankful for these amazing superstars that put their hand up and say, yes, I'm going to take on the challenge. We're going to have a bit of fun. We're going to laugh in the face of the beast and raise some coin at the same time. So we've just had superstars every single year, but I'm so excited to see what they can do.
Yep.
You might have remembered a couple of years ago we had Nick Riewoldt dressed up as Queen. Go down to a song. So I think he set that bar really high.
Well,
so
who knows
what they're going to come out with this year.
I was going to say, if that's the gold standard for Nick Riewoldt, which it was, to be fair, I mean, it's going to be a lot of work for our sliders this year. Now, Beck, if someone wants to donate who's listening this afternoon, obviously they can still get the beanies from Coles and Bunnings and the website, but if they can't afford it for whatever particular reason, they may only have $5 this week or, you know, $2 or whatever, how can they donate that?
every dollar counts. It's really making us get closer and closer to the step. So we're so thankful for any contribution you can provide to us at Fight MND. Know that the money is working hard in the background. We know we're on our way to find the answers. Just head to fightmnd.org.au, jump on our website. Your contribution is really making an impact. So thank you so, so much.
Fight MND campaign manager Rebecca Danaher joining us on the home stretch. Really do appreciate your time this afternoon, and all the best with the Big Free 7 on the 14th of June. Hope everything goes A-OK.
Thank you so much, and a big thank you to everyone who's listening.
Thank you very much, Rebecca Danaher, there joining us, and we'll have all the details on our website at goldcentralvictoria.com.au. It is the home stretch with Daniel Brewer.